28 minutes after 5, South African time. It's a beautiful Thursday morning on our program, As-Safina to Ilal Jannah. Well, today is the 12th of Muharram, 1444. Let's welcome our beloved Ustad. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussein. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li swadri wa yassir li amri وَحْلُلْ أُقْدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي سُبْحَانَكَ لَا إِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Today is the 12th of Muharram, 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on Suratul Hajj, chapter number 22, verses 6 and 7 in today's lesson. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala spoke about the origins of this masterpiece, the human being, in the previous verse. And Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us and informs us the vicissitudes and ups and downs a person goes through in life. Dhalika. All that happens, chapter 22, verses 6 and 7, all that happens, bi anna Allah huwa al-haq. Because He, Almighty Allah, alone is the truth. He was, He is, He always will be. And for me and you creation, some days we are healthy, some days we are wealthy, some days we are ill and sick, some days we are poor, we have worry, sorry, anxiety. Wa annahu yuhyil mauta. He alone gives life to the dead. We see the plants, we see the farms, we see human beings, all that will happen on the day of justice. Wa annahu ala kulli shay'in qadir. And He, Almighty Allah, has power over everything. Remember, for me and you, we have the term impossible. The word impossible does not apply to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Look at the entire universe, the sunrise, the sunset, the moon, the stars, the rain, the climate conditions, whatever you want to. Look at ourselves, wafi anfusikum. We are the greatest computer and we are the masterpiece of Almighty Allah's creation. Our eyes, our ears, our tongue, our lungs and our organs, everything. Wa anna sa'ata. And remember the final day. First death and then the final day. The day of the judgment, the day of judgment and the day, remember, of resurrection. Wa anna sa'ata atiyatun. It's surely to come, whether you like or you don't like. How death will come, whether we like or don't like. La rayba fiha. There's absolutely no doubt in that. La rayba fiha. Wa anna allaha yab'athu man fil qubur. And Almighty Allah will rise, let it rise and resurrect those who are in the grave. Grave don't mean the hole and where we see people buried. It means the barzakh, that they are in that new realm, and that is whether they are buried in the grave or whether the person drowned in the river, dam or ocean, his body was not retrieved, so all of them will be resurrected. The person whose body was incinerated, burnt and cremated, he also, she also will be resurrected. So everybody, everyone will be resurrected. The animal kingdom, the reptile kingdom, everybody, everything. That is the manifestation of the absolute power of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Today we have many items of news for you, nationally, locally and internationally. We see the circus continues in America, the banana republic between Trump and the Democrats. So that will continue, looks like, for many weeks and months to come because of the midterm elections. We see France, the la'anat and the curse of Almighty Allah upon France. One, that they have drought there in certain parts of France, and then the fire is raging on. Hundreds and hundreds of hectares and acres of land have been burnt already. Thousands of people had to be evacuated already. Then we see one of the arch enemies of Islam and the Muslims, Modi, and the BJP party in India. They lost the elections there in Bihar. So everybody, everything gets a turn. Watilkal ayyam nudawiluha bainan nas. Almighty Allah, let the time rotate among human beings. Some days you will be victorious, someday you'll be defeated and humiliated. That is the system of Almighty Allah. A huge humiliation, disgrace for Modi and his BJP party. Then we go to Pakistan, so where we studied in Karachi, huge, huge floods and rain there. Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, make easy for the people, especially the poor and the needy. Then we see in Saudi Arabia, the Saudi ambassador was there in Cairo and he was delivering a speech, and then he died praising the Pharaoh. He was praising Sisi, who's the Pharaoh of Egypt in this day and this age, Ibnul Yahudiyah, the son of a Jewess. Therefore, we say, O Muslim, beg Almighty Allah, Ya Allah, grant us Husnul Khatima and protect us from Su'ul Khatima. Ya Allah, let us pass away with Iman and Islam. Surah 12, verse 101. And that is the dua Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, Joseph, peace be upon him, taught us. Chapter 12, verse 101. Tawaffani Muslima wa alhiqni bi salihin. Ya Allah, let me die with Iman and Islam and unite me with the pious and devout servants. He, this person, Qahtani, he was praising Salman, the king of Saudi. He was praising the Zaidan, the one of Emirates, who was like the founder. Then he was praising Sisi and all these tinpot dictators, and then he dies. What you call that? You call that Su'ul Khatima, a terrible ending. A person who has imprisoned thousands of our brothers, our sisters and people, the brothers of Ikhwanul Muslimin. So remember, that is the tyrants. These are the tyrants and the pharaohs, Faraina, of this day and this age. You, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar and of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, you must pay attention clear, attentively now, pay attention clearly to what I'm saying now. Few days ago in Cape Town, a very, very sad incident took place. We have all the evidence and we will send it out to all the groups and Telegram and so forth. And anybody wants to join our group, 071-888-1184. I will send everything to Mona Arafat sometime in the morning, and he also will send it out to all his listeners and people on his group, inshallah. I mean, you can forward it. The incident took place is this. You see, Ashura time, 10th Muharram, 9th Muharram, people let their emotions get the better of them. So this is supposed to be a Muslim, supposed to be a Muslim. And he belongs to the ANC, a politician there in Cape Town. And we have it on record. He said that the first three Khulafa, referring to Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu an, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu an, Allah forbid, Allah forbid, Naqla kufr, kufr nabashid, Naqlul kufri laysa bikafirin. He said, that this politician, that they are munafikun and hypocrites. When you use this term, it means they were not Muslims. They were just saying Islam on the tip of the tongue, and the heart, they had no iman, they're out of the fold of Islam. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Well, my fatwa of Marcus Sahaba, our fatwa fatwa of Darul Iman, our fatwa of Majlis Ulama of P.E. Hazrat Mohan Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib Hafidahullah, our fatwa of Jamiat Ulama Gauteng of Mufti Hashim Bouda and his team there, is such a person is out of the fold of Islam. He has joined the ranks of the Kuffar Shia. And in the other statement he made, he said four, meaning that including Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu an, Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu an, then he included Amir Muawiyah radiallahu an by saying fourth one. Any person who makes, irrespective, we are not here to bootleg any person, any organization, any politician or any government. Such people, I have Quran in my hand. Wallahi, such people are out of the fold of Islam. They rejected Surah 9, verse 100. They rejected Surah 9, verse 40. They rejected Surah 57, verse 10. So you can go and refer to all these verses. So we in South Africa need to be very, very careful. Who are we following? Now you, the public, therefore I said, listen attentively. So you must contact your ulama organizations and ask them, who is prepared to give a public fatwa against the Kuffar Shia and this person here who belongs to the ANC and made the statement publicly? So remember, that is the function of the ulama-i Rabbani, ulama-i Haqqani, the true ulama, to issue the fatwa without fear and favor. If the fatwa is issued, alhamdulillah. If it's not issued, then you be the judge who is promoting haq, the truth, and who is promoting batil and falsehood. So that is what you have to do. Stand up. Namus e sahaba ka tahaffuz karna farz aur wajib hai. To protect the honor and integrity of the beloved sahaba, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhum ajma'in, is compulsory and mandatory upon the true Muslim. Stand up, O Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, for the truth, and expose the Shias and their ilk and their supporters and so forth. May Almighty Allah protect us from the scourge of the Shias and the Qadianis. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen.
Ameen, ameen, thumma ameen. Let's start with Sister Jennifer, who starts from Pretoria. She says, thank you. I am enjoying your programs. Thank you for understanding and being patient with us. If a non-Muslim becomes a Muslim, then how does he become Shafi or Salafi or Hanafi? What would I become? Jennifer, Ustad.
Good morning, my sister Jennifer. Thank you for the compliments and for posing your question. You see, when a person embraces Islam, so normally what will happen, we speak about the South African context. If you are here in Gauteng, Mpumalanga, the old Transvaal, to make you understand, or you are in Natal, so any law you study, there will be scope for various interpretations, but not interpretation based on our warm's fancies and desires. Interpretation based on the Quran itself, based on the Ahadith Mubarakah, Sunnah Mubarakah, the preaching of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, based on the Sahaba, the beloved companions and students of the Master, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace be upon him, their verdicts and so forth. So if you are here in the old Transvaal, that is Mpumalanga and Gauteng and so forth, then normally you will follow the Hanafi school. If you're in Durban as well, if you are in Cape Town, Kimberley and those areas, then you will normally follow the Shafi'i school. But we all are Muslims, alhamdulillah. These are matters of secondary issues, subsidiary issues. On the fundamental issues, we agree and we have consensus. Like the example I gave now, if any person curses and swears Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhum, the three direct successors of Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then everyone from the Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanafis, Hanbalis, all will say such a person is out of the fold of Islam. So my sister Jennifer, you must study Islam, and in that way there, you should understand that Islam is the only way for human salvation from now right till the day of justice.
I see Derek says, good morning to you, AK. Ever since I was a kid, my mom told me that when a dog howls for a long time, then somebody in the area will die in 40 days. She has been spot on. Mufti, do dogs see the angel of death? This is Derek Ustad.
Derek, remember, we will not say that statement is 100% the truth. The dogs keep on barking. Which dog you going to look at? Remember, there are dogs and there's puppies, and then you get them in different shapes and sizes. You get the bulldog, and then you must remember, the Alsatian, and then nowadays, you know, people love their dogs, the non-Muslim. The dog walks in front and they walk behind the dog. So the dog is their captain and leader. So we will not agree with that. Yes, when the dog and all that howls and cries and makes a big noise and so forth and keeps on barking, so we must read A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Rajeem. We seek the protection of Almighty Allah from all these evil things that are incited, inspired by the Satan and so forth. When a person has knowledge and that person does not use that knowledge correctly, rather he gives his whim, fancies and desires preference, then Almighty Allah speaks of such people, فَمَثَلُهُ كَمَثَلِ الْكَلْبِ. Then such people, remember, their parable example is that of a dog. And therefore we need to understand this, chapter 7, verse number 176. So Almighty Allah speaks of all this in the Noble Quran, chapter 7, verse 176. What are we giving preference to? To our whims, our fancies, our political parties? So think properly where we are landing ourselves up in.
I see you got a new listener, Ustad. It says, good morning. God does not sleep. I may not be a Muslim, but the hurt I feel inside for the Muslims of India and Palestine, if I feel like destroying the wrongdoers. Sir, I pray for all Muslims around the world, wherever is in difficulties. May Jesus Almighty protect each and everyone against oppression. My name is Grace. Ustad.
Thank you very much, my brother Grace, my sister Grace, because Grace, sometimes you find Grace is male and sometimes you find is female. But anyway, we thank and appreciate what you said. But I'll add few things there. Let's take from the start. Number one, sister, brother, write it down, chapter 2, verse 255. You call me AK, I'm very comfortable with that term. Similarly, people know AK-47, the big gun, and remember that. Then there's AK-255. Write it down, my sister, brother, Grace. And that is AK-255, meaning chapter 2 and verse 255. This particular verse is called Ayatul Kursi, the most majestic verse in the Noble Quran. Therein Almighty Allah states, لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم, that no slumber, no sleep overtakes Almighty Allah. Almighty Allah is more perfect than the word perfect, and His knowledge is all-embracing, all-encompassing. Nothing is hidden and obscure from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So read that verse, my brother, sister, Grace, chapter 2 and verse number 255. Number one. Number two, 100% you are spot on. The enemies of the Muslims, the worst enemies, are the Jews and the Hindus, the idol worshippers, the mushrikeen. We don't say every Jew, we don't say every Hindu, we say majority of them, and this is enshrined in the Noble Quran, chapter number 5, verse number 82, that latajidanna ashaddan nasi adawatan lilladhina amanu alyahuda walladhina ashraku, that your worst world enemies will be the Jews and the mushrikeen, the idol worshippers, the Hindus. The last verse of the six Jews, the six supara, chapter 5, verse 82. Any person who has some form of justice and some feeling there of humanity will know that what the Israeli apartheid terrorist regime is doing, terror occupation, is terrorism. So remember, is unjustifiable. honorable according to international law, any law. Therefore, they are not the chosen people, but the cursed people. And remember, as far as the Hindus go there, they have become our worst enemies, more so now under the RSS and the Modi BJP regime. But soon they also will be thrown to the scraps of history. That is the system of Almighty Allah. Anything based on batil, falsehood, innal batila kana zahuqa. The last statement you made, brother, sister, Grace, is that one we have to disagree with you. You said in the name of Lord Jesus or God Jesus or whatever. Remember, Jesus was a mighty messenger of Almighty Allah, Isa. His name Isa alayhi salam, Jesus, peace be upon him. His honorable name is mentioned 25 times in the noble Quran. If you say he is God or son of God, then how come he was born? How come he died on the cross according to your belief? How come he could not help himself? How come he was buried in the tomb? So you need to answer all these questions. So Jesus is not God, he's not the son of God. So remember, God is one only, the unique creator and the only one who created the entire universe, and we worship him alone. So therefore, sister, brother Grace, that last portion we need to rectify.
A sister Ustad, she said, I'm a Christian sister, female Ustad.
Thank you, my sister Grace. May Almighty Allah guide you and send his mercy and grace upon you and all of us.
Somebody says that there is no obedience to Allah in the disobedience to him. So how can I serve my parents who are idol worshippers? Anonymous Ustad.
The Quran is teaching you what to do, and remember the ahadith, the teaching, preaching of the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching you. So Quran, the Quran Sharif teaches us in chapter 31 and verse number 15. Chapter 31 and verse 15. وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. O you son, O you daughter, you are a Muslim, you are a Muslima, but your parents, both of them, one of them is non-Muslim. So Quran says, وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا, that you must mingle and associate with them in this worldly life according to the laws that are permissible. So everything that's good and permissible, you must obey them, you must show respect to them. Although they are non-Muslim, they are still your biological parents, and you should cry, petition, beg Almighty Allah, Yo Allah, give my parents Islam. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu used to cry and beg Almighty Allah for his beloved mother, and lo and behold, she embraced Islam. The entire incident mentioned in Sahih Muslim. So that's one side of the coin. Second one, fala tuti'huma. When they tell you to do something that is haram, that worship the idol, bring wine, swine, and so forth, then you don't be obey them. In the same verse, it is mentioned, chapter 31, verse 15, and Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam expounded and expanded on that and elaborated on that. La ta'ata li makhluqin fi ma'asiyatil khaliq. There is no obedience to any creation, whether it's prime minister, president, king, ruler, teacher, parent, whoever. When your obedience to creation will lead to a sin against the creator. So there is no contradiction in that. So you, my brother, sister, you go and serve your parents, take presents for them, show them our Islamic teaching, character and beauty, and that will be, you will become the ambassador to Islam when you keep on inviting them via your speech and your actions.
We've got a new listener, Ustad. She says that, I firstly want to thank you, AK, for allowing we non-Muslims to have a say on your radio station. She says, AK, South Africans don't stand united. How can we grow as a nation? We are oppressed by our government, yet we can't stand together to say enough is enough. Religious people supposed to stand together, but we a nation without a religion. My name is Claudia, a teacher by profession. Ustad.
My sister Claudia, teacher, I don't know nowadays, because nowadays things have changed drastically, my sister. But I'm speaking about when I was in school, then in the 60s and so forth. So we used to call the teacher, the male, sir. and the female madam. So we will call you madam or ma'am, whatever, right? I don't know. Maybe now they change that also, because they change everything today. You know, the definition of marriage also has changed. It's no more Adam and Eve. It can be Adam and Steve and Madam and Eve also. Allah forbid. So very good point, my sister. You have raised, Sister Claudia, madam. And what is that? That the religious people must stand for the truth. But how can the religious people stand for the truth when they are Jews, when they are Christians, when they are Muslims, when they are Hindus, when money is sweeter than honey? So remember that they buy them off. We have a principle in Islam, and this applies across the board. Let me give you one, two examples. You know, you're a teacher, right? So you know about geography, history, all these things. You know Saudi Arabia. It was established, the modern day Saudi Arabia, in 1932. So there, our holy cities are there, Makkah, Mukarramah, Medina, Munawwara. But every person who's close to the government, remember, among the religious sector, the 90% of them are sellouts. Then you go to all the Arab countries, then you go to all the Muslim countries, and you will see that consistently. You see in our countries, when people are close to the government and ministers and so forth, then 90% of them are sellouts, irrespective of which religion they belong to. Why, sister? Because this human being today, he loves materialism and money more than their own principles and their own teaching, whether it be the gospel or whether it be the Torah or whether it be the Quran or whatever. So that is the weakness of man. Inna al-insana li rabbihi lakanood wa innahu ala dhalika lashaheed. وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ. I want you, Madam Claudia, you should be reading chapter 100 and verses 6, 7, and 8. Almighty Allah speaks about in chapter 100, the first five verses, the loyalty of the horses to their master, manager, and owner. Allah praises them. Me and you, sister, madam, that Almighty Allah complains of me and you and humanity by and large. That ye insan apne rab ke bohot hi na shukar hai. This human being is very ungrateful, very unthankful to Almighty Allah. Well, and does he know? He knows very well. He bears testimony to it. The more money, the more assets, the more material comes, then we become bolder on committing crimes and violating the laws and trampling on the laws of Almighty Allah. And what is the reason for our ingratitude, unthankfulness, Madam Claudia? وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ. That human being is madly, intensely in love with wealth. Aurat aur daulat ne ummat ko tabah kar diya. Aurat aur daulat ne ummat ko barbaad kar diya. We say in Urdu and Hindi, my sister, Madam Claudia, money and women and materialism and women have destroyed humanity. And you can see it today, how it is used. So we should not live, my sister Claudia, in a fool's paradise and a pipe dream. There's no utopian world today. We have to do the best we can do. Therefore, I told you just now that we have a case now. There's a person who's a non-Muslim. Let us see how many ulama scholars of the Muslim of the Muslim fraternity will speak against him and against Shias and so forth. And how many will continue the bootlicking of the Shias and the government. That is for you to see. And it's so apparent and manifest, my sister Claudia.
Somebody says, you Ustad, send us the proof of the statement you made, and then we will respond to you and the public. Allah forgive us all. Remember that, Ustad.
Yes, we got all the proof, and I'll send it out. You don't have to tell me. We don't make any statement without proof. Remember, Shia, the Pakka, Kufar. Day before yesterday, I sent out Khomeini writes in Al-Hukumatul Islamiyya that the Imams, 12 Imams, are greater than every angel and every prophet and messenger. 100% Kufr. Therefore, we say, Khomeini is also non-Muslim. Khomeini writes in Tawdihul Masail that you can have muta, prostitution, for 1 hour. And he wrote in Tahrirul Wasila, you can commit bestiality. You call this Islam. So you must remember, any person who swears, curses Sahaba and the Khulafa is out of the fold of Islam, Kainan Mankan, whoever it is. 8:30 to 9, inshallah, remember, will be the interview with Brother Abu Bakr Rawat and with Maa Zahid Khan. 11 to 12, we have a very interesting program. Today we're discussing Palestine, past, present and future. And inshallah, between 1 and 2, will be, remember, the tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran. Tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah. Read Surah Kahf, Surah Dukhan, abandon Durood Sharif, Salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa.
So just one more question from you, can my dad marry my mother-in-law as both of them are late, Ustad?
So you must remember this. What happened is this, that your mother passed away, and now your mother-in-law, meaning that your father wants to marry his sons, for example, his son's mother-in-law. So yes, that is permissible. There's no problem with that. So that will be acceptable and permissible. There's no problem with that. So people are old, but they're not cold, mashallah.